We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Choice, I might say.
And that's because you were the one with said choice, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Real quick, the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is doing a live tweet along tonight. If that's your thing, check that out. If it's not your thing, check it out. It's usually very informative. It's sometimes funny. And they live tweet exactly what's going on. They just left a road rage incident. I cannot believe we've been talking about road rage all week. And the road rager followed the victim to her house.
Oh, my. Don't ever go straight to your house.
Don't ever go to your house.
No.
Oh,
go to the police station. Yeah.
Boy.
Bad decision. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. If you want to get in, just call in right now at 576-7798. Will you get the honorary first grievance of the week?
I realize that they are better for the environment because there are no paper towels that are used. However, my grievance is those hand dryers in public restrooms.
Ugh.
Because even with the technology that is in use now, they still cannot do as good of a job at getting your hands dry as a paper towel can. You're still left with a little bit of water in between your fingers.
Yep.
Right there in the webbing. And so my grievance is...
In the what?
In the webbing.
So my grievance is electric hand dryers.
Do you dry them like this, like you're supposed
to? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do the hand washing motion and whatnot, but...
Mm-hmm. Have you not seen the study that those things actually just blow the germs everywhere?
Yeah.
On you, on the people next to you?
What germs? You just washed your hands.
No,
you don't have any germs.
Here's the deal. There's all sorts of bacteria in the air in a bathroom, and so as a result, it sucks it in... And then blows it all over your hands. In a lot of cases, you're better off actually not washing your hands.
Do you know what I do, Will Starrett?
What's that?
Refuse to use those dryers. I will not.
So what do you do?
Just wipe your hands on your pants?
And
I use toilet paper.
Yeah, that just disintegrates, though.
I know. It's wasteful. I use a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I hate the air dryer.
I hate the air dryer, too. So that's my grievance.
All right. 576-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Start at the top with Helen in South Kansas City. Helen, good evening and hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with Dana. She interrupts people so often, especially
all the time or just some of the time?
Okay. All right, I see what you did there.
Like you have to interrupt me. I'm not finished.
Right, like, yeah.
Especially Scott. Anytime he starts a story.
How bad does it bother you, Helen?
Pardon?
How bad does it bother you?
It bothers me a lot because you're very rude.
Oh, come on, man. It's Friday afternoon. I don't notice it, and quite frankly, I don't care. But I saw what you did there. That was... Poor lady.
Thank you, Karen.
Helen.
I mean Helen or Karen.
Did you just interrupt her grievance about being interrupted?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Mike... Mike, are you in a win? Mike, are you okay?
I am wonderful. How are you, Scott?
Well, I'm well. Can you roll your window up or whatever wind tunnel you are in? Get out of it, sir. I want to make sure that you're all right.
I am. Just 1 second. Let me shut this darn Bluetooth down.
All right.
Is this much better?
Oh,
yes.
There you are.
Okay, great. Hey, Dana, don't worry. It's okay if you interrupt people. It's okay. Hey, my grievance is with the state of Missouri. I'm driving home, and people have passed me writing personal novels or books or whatever it is they're writing, but I wish they'd just put the phone down and drive. People are driving a 3,000-pound bullet, and they don't even realize it, and it's almost socially acceptable, and it's just frustrating.
And you're a truck driver? Is that what you said?
No, sir. No, sir. No, I'm just commuting home.
You just commute? Okay.
It's just very frustrating. Everyone's too darn worried about posting that next thing on social media and just pay attention and drive.
Amen, brother.
That's a good one.
Mike, you get home safely.
Thanks.
All
right,
buddy?
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
All right, you
Bye-bye.
Do the same. Thanks, man. Let's go to LaDonna in Olathe. LaDonna, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
My grievance is I drive up I-35 in that Lone Elm mess every morning, and my grievance is with the semi drivers and all the other drivers that decide that they need to pass in the exit-only lane to get off at 151st Street. So we have semis that block you on the right and semis that block you on the left. And so nobody wants you to pass. Nobody wants to use that zipper method that is supposed to be so great. And then you have people that just zoom down the exit-only lane if they can get by.
Mm. Okay. Which is always dangerous because if you run out of roadway,
you run out of roadway
trying to pass on the right.
That's usually bad.
Why you're not supposed to pass on the right.
Jenny in Independence. Jenny, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance is kind of with you because you said tree huggers are stupid because that woman put the bobcat in the car. Not all tree huggers would do that because I'm a tree hugger. And I know that you need to respect wildlife. You can't put it in a car. I used to work for animal control, and I know normal wild cats. If you got a wild cat that was feral, if you put it in a car or in a house or anywhere, it would climb the walls and climb yourself. So just because you're a tree hugger doesn't mean you're stupid.
I agree, Jenny. It is a good grievance. And I will just add, I would not put a... Have you ever tried just to put a normal cat in a car?
Yes.
Like, not injured, not wanting to claw your face off?
Yes, when I moved from the apartments after I got divorced out here to Ropo, I had to take Casey the cat in the car. He damn near lost his mind.
Yeah.
I still have shirts, I'm not kidding you, that have three claw marks in them, three holes, from where he clawed me trying to climb on top of me. They're crazy.
Question for Sam and Will on the text line. Can we please make a special Festivus Friday bingo card? I've already heard texting and zipper merge in the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
You got it.
Nancy in Overland Park. Nancy, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance is, well, with radio stations and television on why shuffle the ads on to everybody speaking in a foreign, like Australian. A lot of the show hosts, Australian, that have the accent, it drives me nuts. I don't watch television. I have it on when I'm doing my things at home, but it drives me crazy. There's no English speaking people. People that actually speak English on.
But,
well.
Nancy?
Yeah.
You do realize that Australians speak English, right?
Yes, but it's the accent.
And like, if somebody's British, you don't like that either?
It's just, I've noticed that there's an overload of companies that are using these people with accents from England.
The British accents, Nancy?
Huh?
The British accents?
The British or Australian.
Are you sure you're not watching PBS and it's just not Nick Haynes?
No.
Or Downton Abbey?
No, no. Thank you, though. But that's just, like, it just drives me nuts that, you know, like, a Kansas City-born company is using, say, an Australian accent to draw business to their company.
All right. Hey, Nancy. Good day, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think she got the joke.
I think it was because your accent was awful.
Oh. Nancy?
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
That was better.
Good day, matey.
What time did the party start?
Yeah, good day, matey.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the Brain Supreme, and my man Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow. We're kicking the flow. And it goes a little something like this. Get to him. Tag team
back again. Oh, my goodness.
Summer in Green Valley. Summer, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Summer.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is there's an area in Eastern Independence that south of 70 was redeveloped with a lot of restaurants.
Okay.
And they, local fast food, I mean, a popular fast food joint location, made it a couple years and closed it up. The building is still empty.
Summer, we're losing you on the phone. I want to hear what you have to say, but just hang tight, okay? We'll come back to you. Joe in St. Joe. Joe, hello.
Hey, how are we doing today, gang?
We're doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Well, I have to bring my grievance against the aluminum foil industrial complex.
All right.
Yeah. See, now, the reason that everybody, all the companies, switched over to aluminum foil instead of tin foil is because the tin foil hats were working.
If Will Sterrett were here, I know what he would say, and we should place that on the bingo card too. Which, by the way, Sam is working on.
Tinfoil?
A Festivus Friday bingo card. No. Will Sterrett would say, listeners with
content.
Material.
Oh, yeah, material.
From the text line, my grievance is people who cut you off in the two fast food drive-through lanes.
Bill in North Kansas City. Bill, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm sorry I asked that because you get asked that all the time.
That's all right. I'll be worried when you don't.
Okay. My grievance is I have a hard time getting into your talk show because it's so important to everybody.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But what I wanted to say is last week you were talking about people standing naked in front of their windows.
Yes.
Did you hear about what happened with the trial with Scott Parks when he was going down the stairs, air drying?
That was years ago.
I know, but you just talked about it last week.
With the UPS guy, you mean?
Yeah.
You
know how the trial ended?
Was it a hung jury?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, you guys are on fire today. Let me tell you what.
Listeners with material. That was my best Will Sterrett.
From the text line, my grievance is the plaza is a mess to drive in because of the art show. I also want to remind everybody, if you are going to the Chiefs game on Sunday, plan your route and plan to leave early because it's all torn up over there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought they fixed it.
On the morning news and afternoon all day, they've been saying, check that route, because a lot of your traditional arteries are not going to be available to you on Sunday.
Are the arteries clogged?
Talk show hosts with material.
Text line. Let me. I have to at least respond. He's talking about the ladies who were.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a young child in the studio right now who were wacky weeding,
enjoying their
outside
time.
Of the New Victorian Suites in Lincoln. My grievance is with you, Scott. How do you know that these two old ladies weren't trying to treat their glaucoma so they could go see the game? Have a blessed week. The game was over. We were back at the hotel.
Well, that glaucoma lingers.
Glaucoma does linger.
Are you saying glaucoma?
There's a U in there after the A, yes.
It's glaucoma.
Glaucoma.
Okay.
No, it's glaucoma.
Glaucoma.
Okay. You don't glau. Two are in a mint.
It's glaucoma.
Say crayon.
Crayon. Okay. From the text line. My grievance is with shoppers at the grocery store with no list. The people who aimlessly wander from side to side with no apparent destination or purpose. When all you need is spaghetti sauce and bread, please get the out of my way. And I did reply, that is completely me.
576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. From the text line, my grievance is with the idiot who was filling up his gas tank while the car was still running and his passenger was smoking a cigarette with the window down on the gas tank side.
Oh. It's not good.
576-7798. Gail in Independence. Gail, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. This sounds really crazy, and it just annoys me to no end. I've been in the food service industry for years. When you go to a restaurant and you order wings and they ask you, do you want bone-in or boneless? There is no such thing as boneless chicken wings. Those are chicken nuggets. Well, you think they got some? Well, really, do you think they got some little guy sitting in the back room pulling the bones out of chicken wings?
No.
They're chicken nuggets. There's no such thing as boneless chicken wings.
Gail, that is one of the most brilliant grievances we have ever had on this show.
It's pretty good.
It irritates me to no end. To no end.
But I think people think, like, if I order chicken wings, I'm kind of manly. But I don't want to deal with the bone. But if I order chicken nuggets, I sound like I'm ordering off the kids' menu.
Hey, they're nuggets. Either way, you can be manly and eat them with bones or be manly and eat nuggets. They're nuggets. So I don't care.
All right, kiddo. All right. Steve in Lacine. Steve, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going quite well. Thank you for asking.
I tell you, your call screener took away my grievance. He's going to look into the podcast that didn't get posted a couple of days ago on another show.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, what did he say, Ben? No.
But I do have a joke for y'all.
Oh dear.
Okay.
I know a guy in Afghanistan.
No, wait. We're not going to allow a live joke on the air. Steve, I love you. Thank you for the call. I don't think that's a good idea. From time to time, we will not post a show. And let me give you one rare example. The live out somewhere.
We were in.
Was it Grain Valley?
We were in Grain. No. We were in Belton.
Yeah, I think it was 54th Street.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We were knocked off the air and we sounded like Max Headroom show.
Well, that was in Grain Valley.
So that is a very rare example. Why an hour would not be podcast.
The whole building was knocked off the air.
Yeah, so yeah. Other than that,
That one, and we, full disclosure, if you must know, we had a guy call in, Sam, I think this is the one you and I were thinking of, who said something extremely inappropriate at the end of a Festivus Friday one time. We did not podcast that hour because it was so inappropriate, and quite frankly, we didn't feel like editing it. We have also podcasted things where we have edited certain comments out.
bad words.
Because we didn't dump you, but we thought your comment was inappropriate.
Right.
Let's go to Katie in Kansas City. Hello, Katie.
Hi. So I have a grievance, and it is with people who say, tournament, or like people are going on tour. Because if you want a drink, do you pour yourself a drink, or do you pour yourself a drink?
That is a question for Scott, Katie. Would you like to ask him again?
Oh, absolutely. Do you pour your lemonade, or do you pour your lemonade?
Well, I pour my lemonade, but only because I'm poor.
Do you pour it at the tournament?
I have been known to use the word tournament, and it's because my mother is from New York, and that's how she says tournament, and when that's the language you hear growing up, like crown, when you're really trying to say crayon, follow my drift?
I got you. From the text line, my grievance is with drivers who do not move to the right when I am driving with lights and sirens behind you. Get out of my way. Clear the left lane.
Well, you shouldn't just pull to the right. You should pull over.
Which I believe
is a crime.
And if you're on a highway and there's an officer on the side of the road,
you're supposed to get over.
You're supposed
into
to
the
move
other
left into correct. The other lane.
That is correct. Dave in Overland Park. Dave, hello.
Hey, hello. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing quite well. Thanks.
My grievance is I'm at the vet and I'm picking my dog up. I was just at the off-leash area. My grievance is with the stupid lady that brings her aggressive German Shepherd to the off-leash area and bites my dog within 30 seconds of being there. So now I got a big vet bill, and then she jets out of there. Thanks a lot, lady.
Dave, that's the second time this has happened in maybe a month, and the other case made the Kansas City Star because the dog was actually killed. You don't have any idea who the woman is?
No, she took off, but my dog's fine. He's a big, friendly 90-pound dog, but it was this German Shepherd who, you know, they get protective, and I've seen him do it before. Not the same dog, but other German Shepherds. They probably shouldn't come to the off-leash area.
Amen.
Anyway, hey, y'all have a good weekend. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. You do the same, brother.
Honestly.
I'm just trying.
You're not trying to help me.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules. I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You can't allow your dog aggressively on top of another
dog. The dogs hump each other every day, and I took him off. I took him off. I know it's my opinion.
Marty in Lee Summit. Marty, good afternoon. Hello.
How y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you, man. Thank you. Glad to have you on.
So my grievance is with Dana. Last week when she told the story about Wine Bomb getting hooked on Downton Abbey, I'm hooked on Downton Abbey now.
Oh.
Talk to me, Marty. How many episodes are you in?
I am on season 2 right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're binging.
I am. So last night when Matthew and William
You're seriously hooked on the Downton Abbey, Marty.
Yeah, and I'm a contractor, burly type of guy, and I'm
you're a big burly contractor kind of guy. That's okay, Marty. Just embrace it. Embrace it. Don't get too close to Cousin Matthew.
Why can't I play anything off YouTube tonight? I was going to play the Downton Abbey theme, and it won't let me do anything. Doggone it. Bill in Lenexa. Bill, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you.
Listen to your show every day.
Thank you. You're so kind.
I was playing golf today with a college-educated professional who's trying to buy a $250,000 property and kept answering his phone to talk to his realtor. I said, realtor? It's realtor. No. It's a realtor. Oh, grind me.
Yep.
Excuse me?
It just grinds me.
Oh, I thought you said grind me.
Well, it grinded me, yes. Anyway, that's my complaint for the day.
All right. What's the word that is mispronounced all the time that drives you the craziest?
Realtor is one of them.
Realtor is a good one, yes.
There is no B in the word supposedly. There has never been a B. There will never be a B.
You don't like the supposedly?
Oh, drives me crazy.
Well, there is an actual word supposedly, but it has an entirely different meaning.
Is that true?
Yeah. I could look up the definition if you'd like.
It's so bad. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Yeah, there's no B. Ever. Has never been.
See, mine's not a word. It's a phrase. And I learned this at KU. When I see it all the time on the news. When people are talking about like a crowd size, for example, or a number, like they'll say over 75,000 people showed up for the Chiefs game on Sunday. It's more than. Over
is a space.
That's right. More than is a number.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me insane. Thank you, Adrian Rivers.
Yeah, write that down, Sam.
Supposedly is a real word and separate from supposedly. Supposedly means as may be conceived or imagined. It's the adverb form of supposable.
No.
No.
From the text line.
Okay.
I don't want people thinking they can get away with saying it. Please stop saying it.
You know what else drives me crazy is people take the second R out of February. Or the first R.
In a mood.
It's February.
Wait until you hear this grievance. Went to a local ER. It was after 10 p.m. Looked at my bill. There was a $300 fee on the bill. The fee was labeled night fee. I called and said, I'm sorry, the ER is open 24/7. Why does it matter if it's after dark?
That's a good one.
A night fee? Are you kidding me? We're going to need you to pay us $300 because you came in at night.
Here's what I hate.
Hey, if you get injured, make sure it's during the day.
When you order a ticket online and they nail you with a convenience fee. Convenient for whom? For me or for you? Because I could go down to the Sprint Center or whatever, uptown, and I could actually make you employ someone to sell me a ticket. I think I'm providing you with the convenience of not having to pay someone.
Do you know who's also doing this? And it's a whopper of a fee. Certain movie ticket third-party places. My girlfriend bought us tickets to Downton Abbey, and there was like a $16 convenience fee.
See, I'm just getting started. Here's the other one. When someone says, me personally, if you were to ask me, finish the sentence, the word personally is completely unnecessary.
Or you can just say personally.
I feel.
Or me, myself.
From the text line, my grievance is with people who are not weather aware.
Okay. Okay. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's going off the deep end. Everybody needs a second chance. Oh, you want a piece of my heart?
Breaking news. The president has authorized the deployment of U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and the Middle East following the attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. This was just announced, again, repeating from the Associated Press. The president has authorized the deployment of U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Mark in Independence on this Festivus Friday. Hello, Mark.
Yes, hi there. Thank you for taking my call. And I want you to know this Festivus Friday helps prevent road rage because it gives people a chance to vent. But
hopefully that's the point. My
pet peeve is people that are at a left-hand turn light, they sit back in the left-hand turn lane instead of moving out into the intersection. You know, your steering wheel has to be straight, your steering wheels, but you don't sit back in the left-hand turn lane waiting for the light to change.
You float. I float, Mark.
Yes, well, in driver's ed back in 1975 down in Texas, we were taught that you pull out into the intersection like you're supposed to, and then as soon as the traffic clears, you make your left-hand turn. You don't sit back in the left-hand turn lane.
I think it's a good one, Mark.
All right. Hey, have a great night, man.
This is one of my favorites of all time on the text line. I have said this for years. My grievance, why does UVerse ask me to press OK if you'd like to watch TV every time I turn the TV on what the heck do I? They think I turned it on for in the first place. That is true. No, every day in my kitchen,
that's a great grievance.
I turn on the TV. Press OK if you'd like to watch TV.
I think that's their way of having you turn on the cable box.
No, what? No, no. I've never understood it, Sam. Our cable box is on.
I don't know.
She's got a point. Brad in Gladstone. Brad, good evening.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing quite well. Good morning to you, sir.
Happy Festivus Friday.
Same to you. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. I had to get that in. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you could put me back on hold. I'm really digging this music.
Okay. Joel in Overland Park. Joel, good evening.
Hey, my word that I have is my pet peeve for people mispronouncing it is mischievous. And it drives me crazy when people say mischievous.
Oh, you don't like mischievous. You like mischievous.
Well, mischievous is correct and mischievous is not correct.
Really?
I just got library instead of library on the text line.
Yeah. I actually taught at elementary school and they would mark people wrong for spelling it mischievous when they were just saying it wrong and the kids were just writing the I in there because they were saying it wrong.
Wait, there's no I in mischievous?
Not after the V.
Oh, okay.
And then finally from the text line, a whole nother instead of another or a whole other.
We got to run. Hope everybody had a wonderful night. Is Sierra going to go on the air?
It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Sierra.
You want to say hi, sweetheart? Say hi. She's like, nope, now I'm going to be shy.
She's a little shy. All right. Happy birthday to Sierra, and thanks for her coming by. Thank you, parents. It was good to see her. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be weather aware. And be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.